Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
B-52s told me in Love Shack.
Really? I thought that's what you had in your house.
No, Thanks for asking.
Okay, so it's August the 18th, Tuesday, and the Doug Steffen Good Day program is on the air, still, yet, and continuing. The voice that you hear is one of Doug Steffen. That voice is Jennifer Horn. The other voice is Ken Kessler. And we're here at your service and on your side to not talk about Donald Trump. Ho, ho!
Hooray!
Hooray! Actually, the interesting news today is the Pentagon plan to increase the use of drones by 50%. Drones. How'd you like to have that contract? The contract for drones.
I'd love it, because that's how people are going to fight wars now. It's like a video game.
Well, between that and the robot soldiers that are straight out of Star Wars, we don't have to have anybody anymore in uniform. No more funerals. They have funerals for drones or robots? Probably not, right?
Not yet, but you know what? Don't think that might not come. I mean,
who knows? For drones?
Yeah, it depends on how advanced we get with these drones and robots.
The top military leaders said yesterday they wanted to put more of an unmanned aircraft into service, more of these aircrafts. But can we consider, I guess, because they're in the air. A drone is not like when you consider the planes. I've told you this story any number of times about flying into Baghdad on that on the military transport. We flew into Kuwait to spend 4 or 5 days in Iraq, a group of us to entertain the troops and to help some kids and to bring medical supplies, that sort of thing. And I'm trying to remember when this was. It was probably 7 years ago now. Was it
six? Isn't that weird? Mm. Yeah, probably.
Amazing. So anyway, as we were flying into Baghdad airport, in the transport that had come to pick us up down at the Kuwait airport, Tony Orlando and I were sitting on the side of the steps going into the cockpit, and the two pilots, both of whom were young women, one was from New Hampshire, I remember, the other was from Virginia, they were flying this transport, and we were pretty much sideways as we went in. And there were lines. The cockpit's pretty much the same in those transports as a 747. So you're looking at them and saying, what are all those lines? And why are we banking? Well, because we're avoiding the drones. They weren't drones. What do they call them? I guess they were drones, though, weren't they? They're big non-piloted
and aircraft. Yeah.
That were surveying. You know, they go all over the place and look for this, that, and the other thing, and not putting people's lives at risk. But it was pretty interesting to see how many of them there were there. And so that opened my eyes to all this. And then you see all these things that are coming because Russia and China are using them. And we want to counter the escalating aggression, as we see it, from Russia and China. Why do we have escalating aggression? Does it take two to tango? Do we always have to match the Russians?
I think there's a quest
for
power. I think there always has been between Russia and the U.S. And you throw China into that mix, and I think there's a play for power. They want to be the supreme power on the planet.
Why?
Why not? I think that's human nature.
Doesn't more power and more control bring more headaches, more problems, more?
Clearly, look at what we have going on here.
So. Why would you want that? Those of you who are CEOs of companies, you strive. I was talking to a friend of mine about this last night. Striving for whatever the goal may be. The goal is to be successful. What does that mean, to be successful? It means more money, more power, more control, or does it? Do you feel better, those people who have lots and lots of money? Do you feel better? This is the old expression, money can't buy me love. But if you have lots of money, and that was the end goal, fine if that's how you measure success. Most people, when they've achieved that, and this can be said for guys like Bad Vlad and whoever the Chinese leader's name is, I never can remember or pronounce his name correctly. What about that, or even the President of the United States? After all this time, look at Bill Clinton. Do you think he's a happy guy? Seriously. Do you think Bill Clinton, you think George Bush may be happier than Bill Clinton, but do you really think Bill Clinton, and I'm not suggesting that he's not, I just want to know whether you think he is.
I wouldn't think that he's super happy. I mean, he's constantly on the lookout for something better. Obviously, there's questions about his marriage.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. I would think that George W. Bush seems pretty happy.
The old
Actually,
man?
Actually, Daddy Bush seems pretty happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Now, what does that mean? Do they all have about the same... Well, the Bush family has old money, and the Clintons have new money. The Clintons are worth collectively about $180 million. That's all been realized since Bill Clinton got out of office.
Money is what buys you happiness.
No, it isn't.
I mean, look at the Bushes both have a nice support system. They have a family that's in place. You know, there's a lot to be said. As much as we try to be all hip and trendy and down with whatever anybody else wants, but you know, when you don't have a good structure at home, I mean, Bill and Hillary. That's why I feel sorry for Hillary. Hmm. I feel like that's why she can't trust anybody. It's because she can't even trust her own marriage. I mean. Yeah. That's rough.
Trust is really a very interesting word, isn't it? And a concept when you get right down to it. And, you know, what I've learned lately about trust or about how you come by having the values that you do. Look at your parents. I've always said this. It's not new. But when you get down to brass tacks about how you have an attitude toward, let's say, women, when they see their fathers live a particular way, they're sort of looking for that or they expect it in the men. Or they find
Definitely.
It in men.
Fathers and daughters and mothers and sons.
Yeah.
Sure. Have a huge impact on development.
Yeah. So in this circumstance, you look at old man Bush and younger Bush, but look at Clinton. He didn't really have a father. He didn't really have a father image. He became close to the fellow that married his mother later on in life, but...
But look at how that does make an impact. You know, it's really, that's really kind of smart that you brought that up, Dougie. Because, I mean, so much of what's going on with Black America right now or with people that get into trouble, there's like a common link, and that's that they don't have a great family life growing up. They have fathers that take off. They don't have the best circumstances growing up. Bill Clinton had that. And look, we would just call into question his happiness over George W. Bush, who had his father around all the time.
And what do we know about Barack Obama's father?
What do we know about it? Well, you know, Barack Obama Gonzo doesn't seem...
at an early age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he doesn't seem unhappy to me.
Barack Obama?
He doesn't seem
I don't know.
Unhappy.
You know, I can't really tell. I don't really know.
I can't tell.
I don't really know that I feel a lot about what I know about him. I don't know. I feel like I know a lot about George Bush to a point and Bill Clinton to a point. But emotionally, I don't see Barack Obama. I like to connect with people that way. That's how I measure people, because that's the way I am. I tend to be more of an emotional. I'm looking for emotive connections with people. I got a wonderful note this morning from John Immler, who runs our station in Western Pennsylvania. The kind of note that I appreciate. From people who are my friends. And it's just sharing, there's a little information in it. I appreciate that in the intimate relationships that I have during the day. I know a lot about what you are going through in your life because we're close. I feel like I know what's going on with Kenny and Richie and Roberta and the people that were all around all the time. I think that helps a lot. Because you need to understand what other people are going through to understand what you basically going on with you.
Sure.
In your life. So anyway, we started with the discussion of drones and then why do we need them and then because the Russians have them and why do the Russians want them because they want power. Well, why do the people who are running Russia want power? You know, it's all, why do any of us want it? What do we want? What's it all about, Alfie? Isn't that the question from the song?
Think so.
Jennifer May.
I don't have any clue.
Jennifer, I'm dating myself. Kenny knows the song. But it was a movie as well. It was a pretty interesting movie, and it's reflective. Most of the movies that are around today are not particularly reflective. There's a lot of stuff being written about that movie about the rappers over the weekend, and there'll likely be more movies like it. But what did it tell us about those people in their lives? Some people obviously really identified with it because it did very well at the box office. Mm-hmm. Were those just black people who went to see it? I don't think so.
Oh, no. This is the history of pop culture. I mean, this is the hip-hop movement in our country.
Yeah, right. So,
and rap.
Yeah. And it means something to you, right?
It does. I don't know if I would run out to the theater and see it, but I would definitely watch it at home. That's a renter movie for me, but yeah, I'd watch it.
What's going on out west up next here on Good Day? 17 past the hour.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Rinnai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, Office Depot brand notebooks just 1 cent each. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Limit 3 in-store only while supplies last ends 8/22.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Mm-hmm. Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com or on the Plenty app. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Plenty O'Toole here on Good Day, 19 after the hour. Jennifer Warren can play that part. Here's Kenny Kessler as well, monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. I don't sound the same to me because I have a new pair of headsets on. And it is after I.
What do you think is accurate? What you're hearing today, or what you're used to?
I don't know. I was used to the same kind. It's a Sony set of headsets. I've had them for years. The ones that I wore until yesterday, I've had here in the studio. I bet you 20 years.
What happened to yesterday's?
I thought something got itchy around my head. I don't know what it is. So.
Well, probably because you were wearing the same thing for 20 years. It's disgusting.
Meredith,
so I just tossed those puppies out. No bed bugs around.
Yeah. All right. So, Western wildfires. This is the first time this has happened since 2006. Active duty military personnel helping to fight wildfires up in Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, Northern California, Colorado, Nevada. They're everywhere. Not everywhere, but there are a lot of them around. So what are the people in Southern California, represented by Jennifer and Kenny, thinking about this? Because it's been so hot where you are as well. What was the temperature there yesterday?
Yesterday it was actually nice. I mean, it was in the 90s, but it was nothing compared to the weekend. The weekend was really, really rough.
Roasted.
But when I walked out, I was like, ooh, it's cooler. And then I got in my car, it was like 93. But you put it in perspective,
Right, exactly.
Luckily, and I'm going to knock on my wooden desk here and on my noggin, we have not had too many wildfires around us. And it's surprising because I live in an area where it's very conducive to this. So I'm very blessed, but I'm sending really good thoughts up there because fire is just not fun to deal with.
There was a 4.0 earthquake up in Northern California yesterday where it was like tripping on a sidewalk.
Right? Come on.
21 after.
what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Good day program going back to this date in 1990. Whoops, wait a minute. 1899. Let's not make it more soon. The Chicago Anti-Cigarette League was formed. I don't know how much good that did. Actually, I suppose you move it fast forward. There was concern at the time. We tend to think of these things in terms of our own experience, right? We don't want to be around. None of us are smokers. We can't stand being around people who smoke. We are offended by, or at least I'll speak for myself, people who blow smoke up and it gets into my space. I find it obnoxious, much as anything else. But obviously that was going on. During the earlier years in our country, almost everybody smoked at some point in their lives. Women, men, and it started at an earlier age because we weren't living, well, humans weren't living at that time. In the 1890s, 1900, 1910, average lifespan was like 54, 55. And it was because of this sort of thing, plus all of the things. It was the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, and there were lots of industrial accidents that were taking place, a lot of things in the air. You know, most people had lived until 100 years ago. Most everybody lived on the farm. There were very few city dwellers in comparison to those who lived on a farm, grew their own vegetables, had their own meat from their cows, had milk, that sort of thing. That's the way people lived. And then with the advent of the Industrial Revolution, more people went to the city because the jobs seemed to be more plentiful. And then more people were smoking and drinking and carousing and then there were those who were trying to, who knew even at that time that smoking was really bad, didn't want to have it around. So that was the beginning of the first anti-cigarette league in the country. It soon spread. There were anti-cigarette leagues all over the country, mostly in the big urban areas where a lot of people were close in and smoking, and people who didn't smoke didn't want them around. So, there's that. Food for thought. On this date, 1920, women all over the country were happy because the 19th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified. Can you imagine? It was less than 100 years ago that women were given the right to vote in our country.
And
less than 100 years ago.
Don't go to vote. That's what it drives me crazy.
I know.
That if you're a woman, you know, you're a minority, these rights that we have are new. You've got to use them.
South Africa banned from the Olympic Games because of apartheid policies. This date, 1964. So is Oscar Pistorius, speaking of that, getting out of jail?
Yeah, he is.
He's supposed to get out on Friday.
10 months in jail for killing that.
I thought he had a 4-year sentence.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, he had served a lot beforehand. And then, you know, it seems like their prison system is a lot like ours.
Right, soft.
Mm-hmm.
Inappropriate. That sort of thing.
We let people out. You know, people get 20-year sentences and they're out.
But we let the wrong people out.
Right.
That's the problem with our system. On this date, 1976, President Ford nominated to head the Republican ticket. That's when he ran against Jimmy Carter and lost, remember? On this date, and then they became best friends. When Gerald Ford died, Jimmy Carter rode on the plane with his casket back to his home in Michigan from Washington services, all by himself. Do you know that?
Did not.
Yeah.
No.
Longest baseball game ever at Wrigley Field. On this date, 1982, 22 innings before the Dodgers beat the Cubs 2-1.
Wow.
Wow. On this date, 2008, California Supreme Court barred doctors from denying medical care to gays and lesbians based on the religious belief of the doctor. Now, there's something to think about. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance. Coming right up is the Black Lives Matter movement, a sequel to the 60s Civil Rights Movement, with just a bunch of protesters interrupting speeches.
Get out to the forest.
Woo-hoo!
And discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Let's rock this jungle.
Woo-hoo!
Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Gara LaMarche. After all the videoed police shootings and the candidates issuing their racial justice agendas, is the Black Lives Matter movement real or just a few people protesting?
The movement has a point with regard to cameras on cops, but the larger case that there's this vast institutional discrimination against blacks is really false. And it's very telling to me that it essentially sprang from an incident that was basically based on a lie. The reason Michael Brown was shot was because he tried to take a cop's gun and then repeatedly charged the cop.
Well, I disagree with that. I mean, I think there's deep structural racism in this country. The fact that you dismantle some of the formal mechanisms of discrimination, slavery, segregation, Jim Crow, doesn't mean that you have full equality in this country. And more particularly, I'm not sitting here, I don't speak for the whole point of Black Lives Matter is that a white liberal doesn't speak for Black Lives Matter. It is the kind of cry of frustration of people who are tired of being killed.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Gara LaMarche of the Democracy Alliance and Rich Lowry of the National Review.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
How to prevent cancer. The story coming up, Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us with some medical news and information that will be helpful to you in a few minutes. Meanwhile, Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler and I are working our way through the things that are trending at DougSteffen.com today, news-wise. The United States of America, your country and mine, has warned the Chinese to stop pressuring expatriates to return home. Why would we be doing that? Why do we care whether expatriates who have come here, are we worried about...
Especially because China's been spying on us and probably hacked into our government. So why would we want to do anything that they tell us to do?
Well, the whole strange relationship, what strange bedfellows we make. The Chinese are definitely not interested in our future, the best thing for us. They're interested in the best thing for them. And they think somehow or other this combination of selling us things, loaning us money, and then trying to make our lives miserable is productive for them.
But it's just it's weird that in one week we hear, oh, China has just hacked into the government. They know they know our government people. They know our military. I mean, they know everything, right?
Yeah.
And then in the next week they're like, well, you've got this guy that we really want here. One of their own. There was a set of brothers. I don't know if you heard about this in China. Who did wrong by the government. One got put in jail. The other one was able to flee to America, and he's here somewhere.
Yeah.
And they're pressuring President Obama to turn him over. It's like, come on, buddy.
See you later, Rally.
Yeah, you've been spying on us, and now you want a favor? Please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a brick.
So are we going to do it or not?
I don't know.
No.
Probably not.
Let's not do it. While we're in that region of the world, Bangkok had a deadly explosion yesterday. How many people even know where Bangkok is? Tell me the name of the country.
Thailand.
Okay. But how many people do you think you know? If you went into your office today in your day job and you said, okay, everybody, this is a test. tell me where Bangkok is, how many people in your office do you think could tell you it was in Thailand?
I think the white men in the office could tell me.
The white men in the office could tell you?
Because they like the Thai.
They like Thai
ladies.
Women?
Oh,
really?
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Wow.
That was also part of that Hangover movie, one of the sequels.
You know, I just had a strange thought. I have strange thoughts from time to time.
Yeah, I was going to say, every day.
This, what you just said triggered something in me. I found out yesterday, obviously I'm not going to use any names, that a young woman whose family I know very well, who grew up in the neighborhood, who is not anybody that I've been really close to. She's had a lot of, somehow or other, permissive parents, got into drugs when she was in a teenage state, and has turned that into becoming a prostitute. I never had, never, ever would have thought that that would have been the case. And it just shocked me, frankly. And I say that because Bangkok is a hub of that sort of activity. But you never think, I mean, think about it. Kenny, do you know anybody in your circle who's a prostitute?
Not that I know of.
Never. Tread carefully, Kenny.
I wouldn't have thought that this young woman is in her 20s. I would not have thought she's a pole dancer, a belly dancer, and an escort.
Hmm.
And I just...
consistent.
Yeah, but it's just where knowing her family, it just kind of takes me back a little bit. And then I think about the children...
So do you have a problem with that?
With what? That she's a prostitute?
Because you've been pretty clear about legalizing prostitution. So yeah. Now that you know someone who is a prostitute, does that change your mind?
No, I think those sorts of activities need... it isn't prostitution. It's just the government involved in all of this stuff. Marriage. Or so many other things that the government doesn't have any play in. It's no business of the government. I wouldn't do it, but that doesn't mean that, you know, under the circumstances, it's frustrating. And I brought it up because Bangkok and this thing then came into my mind. And but Bangkok is a place that a lot of that activity goes on. That's all. I was taken back by it, frankly. 21 before the hour, 49, 39 after the hour. The president is expected to propose as soon as today the first federal regulation to cut emissions of methane by the nation's oil and natural gas industry. But what do you think is next? What else do we know produces methane?
Moo.
Moo.
Yesterday, did you see our video of the day yesterday at DougStephan.com?
I did.
Check it out. If you haven't seen it, the next thing will be the Obama administration want to eliminate those beings that you saw in yesterday's video of the day. EPA is going to...
Government-regulated cows. How about that?
Yeah, right. Well, the government wants to cut these greenhouse gases. They say contributes to global warming by 40% over the next decade. How are you going to do that?
Well, Monsanto's working on it.
Yeah, right. Sure they are.
New
Thank
cow.
You. Right. Something they can license, no doubt. In a moment, Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to work with us, focused on an investigation that's been done about pediatric cardiothoracic surgery. Not that that's a big deal in and of itself. It is pediatric heart problems and, in general, problems that children have these days with heart disease. It's an epidemic that you've not heard much about. So we'll talk about that and some other health-related news in a moment or two. This is Good Day at 20 before the hour. Jennifer would like to help you understand how to keep bugs out of your home.
Yeah, you need to keep bugs out of your home and away from your family. And Cedarside, this product we've been telling you about, has your non-toxic answer. Cedarside.com is the leader, Dougie, in natural and organic pest control solutions. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray is a must-have for your home and family. It harnesses cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that kill and repel bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and even some politicians. That's right. Your side. As all the products you need to keep your family, pets, home, and lawn insect and chemical free, go to cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug for free shipping. That's cedarside.com, coupon code D-O-U-G for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go to cedarside.com or call now 800-842-1464.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This MultiView Special Report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. At 13,804 feet, Gannett Peak stands as the apex of the Central Rockies, making it the highest summit in the state of Wyoming. Sound daunting? Not to Jeff Evans, one of America's best-known mountaineers, and Eric Weinmayer, famed sole blind person to reach the summit of Mount Everest. On September 11th, Evans and Weinmayer will lead a group of veterans facing life-altering injuries, ranging from emotional and physical trauma to impaired senses, chronic pain, and amputated limbs, on a challenging ascent up Gannett Peak. The climb is sponsored by Wells Fargo and is part of No Barriers Warriors. John Toth, director of No Barriers USA.
No Barriers Warriors empowers veterans and transitioning service members with disabilities to innovate through adversity, lead through influence, serve others, and ultimately become warrior strong. We aim to cultivate inner strength and determination in veterans by overcoming barriers regardless of physical, mental, or emotional challenges.
Visit warriorstosummits.org.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
Dr. Jack Stockwell at 16 before the hour, 44 after. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I are always happy to have Jack here. He's the person, along with his wife Mary, responsible for the Forbidden Doctor podcasts. And what this week, every week there's something different up there. Hundreds of thousands of people are signed up to get the Forbidden Doctor podcast now. What's this week's focus?
Preventing cancer with iodine.
Uh-huh.
Iodine was well known through all medical schools, through medical practice 100 years ago, as the miracle answer. If you did not know what the problem was, in fact, they had a little poem they would recite, if you do not know when or why, prescribe ye therefore K and I, which is potassium iodide. Potassium iodide will break down into to iodine as well as potassium iodide. And it was well known. It didn't matter what the problem was. It's one of the most powerful bactericides. It's one of the most powerful anti-cancer minerals. And so that's what we focused in the Forbidden Doctor this week.
All right, so check that out, ForbiddenDoctor.com or JackStockwell.com. Sign up for it. Doesn't cost you anything, and it really is very, very helpful. There's a report today. An investigation's been done at various medical centers, and the result of that is that St. Mary's Medical Center in Florida closing its pediatric cardiothoracic surgery program. The program there had a 12.5% mortality rate for open-heart surgery, more than three times the national average. One doesn't think about babies having heart problems. How often you come across different things? Jack is a practicing NUCA chiropractor specializing in area of your spine above your shoulders, i.e. your neck. And so in that regard, though, Jack has found himself connected to all kinds of problems, because the chiropractic community is correct, in my estimation, suggesting that if you don't have a healthy spine, the body is going to reflect the lack of health by obviously presenting you with disease. And so in this circumstance, heart disease with young people, people, babies that are born with heart problems, and then teenagers who have heart disease, many, many more than used to be the case. So what's going on?
Well, some of it's congenital. You know, obviously with newborn babies, when they have heart problems or having congenital problems, you're seeing an awful lot more of this going on now simply because of the horrible state of malnutrition of the mother during gestation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just the heart. There's problems with the nervous system, problems with the bone that will begin to show up an awful lot more now than it ever did before, because mothers simply are not eating what they should as teenage girls, and then later on when they start having children, their diets reflecting the standard American diet is woefully short in essential micronutrients that these children need. And heart problems, my goodness. You imagine a newborn baby's fist. That's about the size of a newborn baby's heart.
Mm-hmm.
And they go in there and they open these things up. They repair holes. They have to create new valves. They have to create new arteries because of these congenital malformations. Now, later on, if there were no congenital malformations and everything seems fine, then you hear about these basketball players in their teens who are dropping dead on the basketball court.
Mm-hmm.
And on autopsy, they find out.
That seems like a mostly male thing.
Yes, it is.
Teens,
it's mostly a male thing. Well, for one reason, there are an awful lot more male teens and male men involved in very hard, vigorous sports than girls, although the girls are catching up. It wasn't always that way over the last few decades, or at least it's getting more attention.
Well,
and the problem comes back to the malnutritive state of the mm-hmm. of the grandmother, of the mother. These things pass on genetically to the point where here in Utah, 2 years ago, 1 in 7 couples were infertile. Now it's 1 in 6 couples that are infertile. You look at the autism rate. You look at some of the other kinds of degenerative things, neurodegenerative, not just cardio, where this is beginning to be on an endemic stage platform across the country. More and more of these things showing up. And so this thing that happened, Doug, that you're bringing out,
yep,
with St. Mary's Hospital down in Florida. CNN also did a survey of 107 pediatric hospitals across the country. And even ours out here in Salt Lake City, Intermountain, of the categories in which they were ranked, the most important category, primary children's hospital out here in Salt Lake City, did not fare well in that category, which is how the surgeries turn out, considering pre-surgical conditions, what should have happened, what happened, based on what other pediatric cardiac surgeries think, or surgeons think. And primary will not release those numbers, will not share those numbers, as some of the other major hospitals in the country do. So it's, you know, just because somebody says, oh, we have the best doctors in the country, or right, we have the best procedures in the country, you may want to look a little deeper before you finally get into these kinds of conditions, because what's happening in St. Mary's is beginning to happen around the rest of the country.
Yeah. All right. So let's move to the business with teenagers and heart disease. Is that more prevalent? Younger people. And I wonder whether that's connected to this report about cutting dietary fat. If you cut dietary fat, does that cut body fat automatically? I'm going to guess the answer to that is no. But I also know that teenagers are much heavier than they used to be. And so is that creating...
Well, it's the sugar. It's bad fats and sugars. No, cutting bad fats is one of the best things you can possibly do right now. Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of information out there on the Internet regarding good fats and bad fats. In fact, that would be a good thing for the Forbidden Doctor to do a podcast on.
Aha, genius. I just gave you a suggestion.
Yeah, you mentioned it.
Next.
Yes, but really good fats.
Yeah.
Good fats. Butter, all the animal fats, the saturated animal fats that you've been scared to death to even, you know, smell, let alone eat, are
right,
some of the most excellent, powerful foods for the body and will lead to fat loss in the body.
Mm-hmm. All right. Testosterone therapy, yes or no?
Well, you know Mary's philosophy. Instead of bringing hormones from the outside in, let's go inside and find out why there's a hormone deficiency production inside the body. And what we do is we feed the endocrine system. That's one of the highlights of our approach to health in our clinic. Once we know that we're digesting properly, once we know that we're excreting properly, then we go after endocrine balance. And to slather hormones on the skin, to take hormones orally, throws the whole body into a nightmare that eventually down the road has a serious cost to pay. So we build from the inside out. We get the ovaries working properly. We get the testicles operating properly so that they're bringing back the proper levels of estrogen, progesterone, especially testosterone.
Right. All right. Lots of info for you to listen to. Forbidden Doctor Podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. 51 After on Good Day.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Time on Good Day. That means we're going to be joined in a moment by Greg Stebbin, technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, with a focus on amazing Amazon. Is it as amazing as it may seem? Apparently outside it is, inside it's a question and a half. So we'll talk about that and whether it's something you should care about if you're doing business with Amazon. Up next here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
So, want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
rewards program you can actually use every day. Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at Plenty.com or on the Plenty app. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Greg Stebbins here on Good Day with Amazon and the News. Some pretty unpleasant reviews of their work culture. What are we to believe?
Well,
and why does it make a difference?
Well, I think, you know, anytime you have, first of all, this was a very extensively researched story in the New York Times. They say they spoke to over 100 employees and former employees. And then many Amazon employees, and the picture that they paint, frankly, it sort of reminds me of Charles Dickens' England, you know. I mean, it's a terrible place. You know, one quote is, one quote was, I've seen every one of my coworkers cry at their desk.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's not where I want to work. Many Amazon employees and former employees lashing back and saying this is nothing like the place I worked, or it used to be a pretty bad place to work and it's changed. I do think it's important, though, because this is a technology trend that could continue for all companies. Amazon is all about data, and they're using data to extract the most from employees. That nobody disputes. The end result is, are people crying or are people empowered by the ability to do their best? And companies learn from other companies about what a proper workplace should be like.
Yeah.
So if we don't rise up.
Yeah, but what's a callous environment? I think that we have entitled so many people in this country. We've led them to believe that they are allowed to go out and have a 15-minute smoke break every hour, that they can go on their smart device anytime they want to handle things that have nothing to do with work. I mean, come on. At some point in time, I think I saw a survey that basically the average worker spends 64% of his time that he's being paid for working for the boss. The rest of it is screwing off, doing stuff that has nothing to do with personal things, whatever. It has nothing to do with what they're being paid to do.
Well, but I think this is exactly why this is an important story. I'm not saying Amazon is wrong here. I think it's shocking the picture that the New York Times paints versus the picture that employees and ex-employees, others, are painting. But I think it's important to get to the bottom of it so that the workplace is not either negatively or positively influenced by what appears to be untrue.
One of the things that you can always count on from the New York Times is there's an axe to grind. So let's not go too far without finding out who is responsible for this, for what is it, goring the axe or whatever the expression is. There's always, at the Times, always a reason for something like this. Meanwhile, other things that are of interest, people are learning how to unsend an email. What happens? We had a story at DougStephan.com a bit ago about, I found it fascinating. How do you unsend an email?
Well, so the first thing you have to understand is the way that these programs work is they don't send the email as you're normally accustomed to sending and receiving them.
Mm-hmm.
They actually save them in a special format. So when the person gets the email, they know something strange or different is going on, but it does enable you to unsend it. And if that's important to you, it's something to investigate. There's lots of apps in Gmail that will enable you to do this.
Apps in Gmail that will allow you to unsend an email that you might have wished after you sent it again. 59 after. Good information as usual from Greg Stebbins, tech editor.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.